of all 27 letters of the knowledge of God. And they are listening from a platform of only 2 letters of the knowledge of God. Don't misunderstand. Those 2 letters are beautiful and holy and the only path to God in that day. There is a tremendous power in them still. But when the 25 letters are revealed and unfolded as they are now, the hearts of the peoples of the world will be touched as promised in the scriptures. And they will enter the faith by the thousands, by the millions. If we, the instruments of God and His holy messengers, the Bab and Baha'u'llah, are pure-hearted, and if we are turned to them and away from the world, they will come by the millions, if we are the instruments of the Lord. And that vast increase we've longed for so long will be a reality and won't be difficult. It will be easy. Otherwise, if we do not transform ourselves and turn away from the world, they will remain faithful to their 2 holy letters, and we shall find them difficult to move, as we do now. So, I'm going to the Bill Sears Sports Corner for just a moment to demonstrate that, how we must transform ourselves. That's the world. This is us. This is the water of life. Unfortunately, most of us, to a degree, one degree or another, are turned not toward Baha'u'llah and the Supreme Concourse, but toward the world, because of family, businesses, whatever it is. And so you see, when we try to accomplish this task with the holy water of life, right? It's good, isn't it? It's a little messy, but my wife, Marguerite, says that it is not dignified for a hand of the cause to pour the water like that. I tell her symbolically it's the water of life, and I'm a heavy tipper for whoever has to clean up. So it's not too bad. But look at that. See, that's you and that's me. Turn to the world, not to Baha'u'llah. Nothing's going to happen, see. However, there is there. We feel it's wonderful, right? That's great. But it isn't what it should be. It should be this way, see? Or, as we struggle away from the world, turn slowly toward Baha'u'llah, a little bit of a time. No, there's some in there. See, that's marvelous. You give that to somebody, they can't bear it. It should be so good, they can't wait. Look, close your eyes for a moment. Close all of your eyes. Now open your right eye. Isn't that marvelous? You can't wait to open the other eye, can you? That's what's going to happen to you in our transformation corner when we... It's good mineral water. No, I brought my own mineral water, so it's all right. So you see, it's marvelous. But that makes it clear and very simple. But the other part that's good about that, that's the deepening. Our beloved guardian talked about. When I was on pilgrimage, he said we have mass teaching, where people go and they touch hearts and they dig in the soil of the heart and everybody's excited. They can't bear. But he said it was important also to have mass consolidation. So that those who go out and teach and make the hearts on fire, tell them, you think this is wonderful? Wait till the next people come to tell you about the Baha'i local assemblies and about the administrative order. You will thrill to it. And then we wouldn't lose so many of those people. Because that's wonderful to dig the water. But until we dig and dig until the people reach their own water, the bottom of the well, and it comes up, they will never again have to be taught and deepened. They have their own water of life. That's deepening. And until you reach that stage, you can't really affect the hearts of the rest of the world. Now, back here where I belong. But don't forget that. That's you and I, and that's the way we must be. Well, now, to the power that we have. We said now with the House of Justice, this is us, dear friends. For example, the beloved guardian said, one soul, only one, on fire with the faith can set an entire country ablaze. One soul. Imagine what all the souls here could do. And again, the beloved guardian, page 17, Baha'i Life, declares, one soul can be the cause of the spiritual illumination of a continent. Not a country, a continent. Imagine such a thing. That is the power that surrounds us. And that's a power possessed by every single one of us in this room if we turn from the world to the Blessed Deity. Of course, the power is there. On page 38, Advent of Divine Justice, Shoghi Effendi points out that Baha'u'llah can empower the most puny and insignificant among his followers to achieve such wonders as would dwarf the mightiest achievements even of Peter, the first apostle of Jesus the Christ, Peter, the founder of his church. The most puny and insignificant can accomplish these wonders. Of course the power is there. For over a century waiting for us to transform ourselves. Listen, Gleanings, pages 240-241. Baha'u'llah says to all of us, all without exception, he says, had their inner ears been attentive, our inner ears, had we been listening to Baha'u'llah, and had they hearkened to my voice, most of the peoples of the earth would have by now been adorned with the ornament of my guidance. Did you hear that, beloved friends? Most of the peoples of the world would have been Baha'is 100 years ago if we had listened and arisen to teach. Of course the power is there, throbbing all around us. It takes the turning to the heavens so the water can fill us and transform our lives. But that's the power. Now, let me do it one more time from 5 different sources of infallibility from the heart of India. Because if you want to know where the instruments are, I'll tell you, they're sitting right here in this room, these instruments, and all over the Baha'i world. So, from 5 sources of infallibility, so prepare to swoon if you're ready. And maybe not yet, later you can swoon. From the Bab, promise. Say verily, any one follower of the faith can by the leave of God prevail over all that dwell in heaven and earth. Why shouldn't that one follower be you or me? Why not? Baha'u'llah, promise. He that summoneth men in my name is verily of me, and he will show forth that which is beyond the power of all that dwell on earth. Abdu'l-Bahá, promise. In this century of the latter times, Baha'u'llah has appeared and so resuscitated spirits that they have manifested powers more than human. You, all of us in this room, Shoghi Effendi, we can truly say that this cause is a cause that enables people to achieve the impossible. All of us. And the Universal House of Justice, their promise is that however hopeless the prospect may seem, Baha'u'llah will reinforce the Baha'is with his hosts, and he will open the doors of victory before them and enable the Baha'is to formulate audacious plans and confidently carry them through to completion in the face of seemingly insuperable obstacles. For the power of the cause of God is so mighty, it changes the very atmosphere of the earth. I'd say, isn't that marvelous or wonderful or magnificent or glorious? But there is no human word ever able to describe that gift of power. That's why we say the most great name, the most great prison, the greatest holy leaf, superlatives. We have no words in any language higher than superlatives. It's the best we can do, but it's ashes to the truth of the wonder, glory, and greatness of our cause. Should be easy for us, shouldn't it? Right? Wait. You want power? Listen. This is Christmas Day, and it's a blessing to be talking on what they traditionally call the birth of Christ. He wrote in the sands of Caesarea Philippi. We don't know what he wrote there. It's gone. But the power of his tongue was so great, so tremendous, that Holy Spirit raised up the great Christian civilization, 500 million and many more. And they cling so tightly, it's hard to pull their hands apart and touch them, because we're not turned yet toward Baha'u'llah as we should be. Muhammad, He didn't write with his own hand. He dictated. Quran was arranged some 200 years after his time. Scholars differ on that, but approximately. The point is not important, but so powerful. So powerful was the glory of the apostle of the desert, Muhammad, that he swept across Islam up into Europe when it was in the dark part of their time, and lent the impulse that brought about eventually a renaissance for the world, and millions follow him. So powerful were those two words of holiness that, again, we find it hard to pull their arms wide so we can embrace them and make them followers of Baha'u'llah. That's true of all the great messengers, Krishna, Moses, Buddha, Zoroaster. They all poured out an unprecedented guidance for mankind from the Holy Spirit of their tongues. Now, I have made a special preparation for you about the greatness of your faith. The Bab. The Bab. I'm sorry about the artwork. I'm not Pablo Picasso, quite obviously. But then, he was weak on protection and propagation, so it's all right. The Bab spoke in person to thousands and thousands as no messenger of God before him. They flocked to his person, to his prisons, and to enforce public meetings. But the important thing about the Bab is that he wrote with his own pen for 6 years, volumes. And so, with only this, already your faith is the greatest faith in the history of the world because of those 6 years. Then came the blessed beauty, Baha'u'llah, who for 40 years in writing poured out his truth, flooding the world with his wisdom and love and unity, as the scriptures promise, right? Baha'u'llah wrote over 100 volumes on all aspects of human society, 100 volumes in writing for society and the individual. And between the Bab and Baha'u'llah, we have 46 years of written revelation from two messengers of God, as promised in the scriptures. Never on the face of the planet since the early symbolical story of Adam and Eve has there been such a power as that. You hold that power in the palm of your hand to transform first yourself and then the world. All right. Then came the beloved master, appointed by Baha'u'llah in writing, a thing unique in history, in the book of his covenant. Center of the covenant, mystery of God, Baha'u'llah's successor, all in writing, mind you, for 29 years in writing, Abdu'l-Bahá enriched our understanding and told us what the Bab and Baha'u'llah meant by every word in their 46 years of written revelation. Imagine such a thing. Plus he talked to thousands and thousands of pilgrims. I remember when I was in the presence of the beloved guardian, he said such wonderful things. I always felt I'd have to hold on to my seat or I'd fly up there and I'd be up by the ceiling listening to his wonderful words. Well, that's what happens with the beloved master. Now, maybe more properly you can see from this, 75 years in writing, from the three central figures of our faith, in writing 3/4 of a century, written down, preserved in the archives, for all time. Can you imagine such a thing? Don't swoon away yet. I know you're inclined. But I've posted security guards at all the exits. I don't want anybody out pioneering and transforming the world till we're through here, see? Because the best is yet to come. Shoghi Effendi, the beloved guardian, precious pearl that has gleamed from out the twin surging seas, pointed by the will and testament of the Master, for all of us to turn to in writing. For 36 years, he enriched and deepened, interpreted and explained what the three central figures of the faith had meant in their... Imagine that if you can, our beloved guardian. Or, more properly, 46 years of written revelation from the Bab and Baha'u'llah, properly the book, 65 years of interpretation from the beloved Master and the beloved Guardian, divine infallible guidance in its own way. It is all the book that the House of Justice has before them, or 111 years for the world, all in writing, for the House of Justice to have before they need legislate one word. 111 years of divine guidance preserved forever in the archives. In the body that it is my joy to be speaking about today, the Universal House of Justice. Baha'u'llah himself said that whatever the Universal House of Justice decided upon would be as binding upon the world as his, Baha'u'llah's, own laws and teachings. Whatever was not in the book, they, the Universal House of Justice, could legislate upon. And whatever they ordained to keep the faith in the forefront of all progressive movements, they could likewise repeal and make a new law, as it was not part of the book. 111 years. It's a wonder that we don't fall to the ground numb, as Ezekiel and Daniel fell to the ground numb in the presence of the glory of God. Okay, now it's all right. You can swoon away. And you should. Oh, I forgot to say, imagine. Right? Beloved friends, I don't know when I'll see you again. Soon, I hope, out there, somewhere in the spiritual trenches, shoulder to shoulder, winning that desperately needed vast increase in the number of new believers so longed for by the beloved Guardian. He said, whatever you need new teachers, you need more pioneers, you need more funds, you need more unity on your assembly, whatever you need, drown your troubles in an ocean of new believers. And I feel sure that from this conference and what it ends, that will come true, and that will be transformed. Before I return to my glorious closing theme of the greatness of our House of Justice, may I have this one last visual outburst of love from me to you, personally, from the Bill Sears Sports Corner, where I hope we'll all be transformed. One last time. Not that to the world, even though that's marvelous, you know, and we feel it and we're thrilled, but turn, slowly turn. Turn away from the world. Turn to the Bob, the Blessed Beauty, to the Master, to our beloved Guardian, and to the House of Justice. And then you will see not only your own personal transformation, but also that of the world with the water of life, and by the thousands, the hundreds of thousands, and the millions, they will rush into the arms of our faith. Now, as I return to the Universal House of Justice and to our wonderful theme, in the words of Abdul Baha, it's in Baha'i Faith, page 248, we have made the Universal House of Justice an asylum for the poor and the needy. The mercy of God through the Universal House of Justice has embraced everyone in the world. From all the local assemblies of justice in the whole world, a universal house of justice shall be organized. And that which the universal house of justice ordains shall be obeyed by all mankind. And all the world shall come under its administration. And these soul-stirring words from our beloved Guardian. Then, with the coming of the Universal House of Justice, will His, Baha'u'llah's, most great law be unveiled. It has been. Only then will the ardent hopes of the people of Baha'u'llah be realized. They have been. Then, with the coming of the Universal House of Justice, will the throne of Baha'u'llah's sovereignty be founded in the Promised Land, the Holy Land. It has been. And the scales of justice will be raised on high. They are. By this means, the renown of the cause of God will become worldwide. It has been. And its light will illumine the whole earth. It has, beloved friends. I have with me here also this book, The Promise of World Peace.